The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from the ACB to a site called journals.sagepub.com, Association of Long COVID with Vision Difficulties Among Adults in the United States. Abstract. Introduction. Emerging research associates long COVID with the ocular system, including vision difficulties. This study determines the association of long COVID with vision difficulties among U.S. adults. Methods. We used a cross-sectional observational study design of 2022 Census Household Pulse Survey adult data with details. COVID status was defined as follows. Long COVID, those with new symptoms 3 months or longer after COVID infection. Short-term COVID, those who had COVID but no long COVID symptoms. And no COVID, those who have never had COVID. The vision categories were suggested by the Washington Group Short Set. On functioning, no difficulty, some difficulty, a lot of difficulty, and cannot do at all. Rao, Scott, chi-square tests, and multinomial logistic regression adjusted for COVID status, sex, age, race, and ethnicity, marital status, poverty, education, food insecurity, health insurance, region, remote work, COVID vaccine, depression, and anxiety with replicate weights were used. Results, the study included 51,288 respondents. There were 31.3% who had some visual difficulty, and 4.2% had a lot of difficulty or were unable to see. The proportion who reported that they had long COVID was 14.4%. A higher percentage of adults with long COVID reported vision difficulties than those without COVID, 47.6% versus 31.9%. Adults with long COVID had greater odds of reporting a lot of difficulty or cannot do at all. AOR equals 1.47, 95%, CI equals 1.19, 1.81. And some difficulty seeing. AOR equals 1.47, 95%, CI equals 1.27, 1.70. Compared to adults without COVID, we did not observe a statistically significant association of short-term COVID with vision difficulties compared to adults without COVID. Discussion. 1 in 7 U.S. adults had long COVID. Adults with long COVID had higher odds of vision difficulties than those without COVID. Further research is needed on long COVID and vision difficulties and subsequent vision care. Implications for practitioners. A follow-up study of patients with long COVID needs to include screening for vision difficulties. COVID symptoms typically can last up to 4 weeks. Chippa et al. 2023. However, for many individuals, the symptoms can persist for weeks or months. Researchers of a systematic review concluded that at least 45% of COVID survivors experience ongoing symptoms for more than 4 weeks. National Research Action Plan 2022. The symptoms and conditions that persist or develop 4 weeks after the initial COVID or SARS-CoV-2 infection are referred to as long COVID, long-haul COVID, ongoing COVID, or chronic COVID syndrome. Long COVID hereafter. Chippa et al. 2023, National Research Action Plan 2022. In the United States, 40% of adults have had COVID, and 19% of those who had COVID had long COVID, resulting in a prevalence of 7.5% in the U.S. adult population, National Center for Health Statistics, 2022. While initially causing respiratory problems, the virus can affect almost every organ in the body and lead to multi-organ syndrome. Zayaudin et al. 2022. I'm not spelling that. For example, SARS-CoV-2 virus is found in the eye's tear film, Gulias Cagnizo et al. 2021, and can lead to conjunctivitis and impact the ocular system, Akbari and Durandish 2022, Ho et al. 2020. A systematic review of case reports and cross-sectional case series suggests that ocular inflammation may occur within 1 to 6 weeks after COVID infection. Sen et al. 2022. Researchers in another systematic review and meta-analysis of 19 cross-sectional studies involving 7,300 individuals estimated that 11% of COVID patients had ocular manifestations of the disease. Nasiri et al. 2021. Retinal involvement and anomalies due to COVID have been reported. Mnuchin-Lisowski et al. 2022. COVID can lead to retinopathy, which can impair vision. No duh. Mesentier-Luro et al. 2021. Generalized hypoxia resulting from pulmonary fibrosis in COVID patients may cause visual disturbances. Baig 2022. Although some of the symptoms occur during the acute phase of COVID, it is not yet clear whether these ocular manifestations can also develop later and are related to long COVID. Long COVID patients can experience ocular symptoms such as eye pain, blurred vision, dry eye, and photophobia. Trott et al. 2022. Furthermore, several post-COVID conditions such as headaches, dizziness, fatigue, and myalgia have been linked to visual disturbances and vision loss. Trott et al. 2022. Researchers are conducting studies of the long-term effect of COVID on the eyes. Pagan et al. 2022. There have been a few studies on COVID and vision difficulties. Carcamo Garcia et al. 2021. Finsterer et al. 2021. Ripa et al. 2022. However, the association of long COVID on vision difficulties have not been examined nationally in the United States. Therefore, this study examined the association of long COVID with vision difficulties using a nationally representative database from the Household Pulse Survey, U.S. Census Bureau 2022A, 2022B. And it goes on to outline methodology and so on and so forth of the study to validate the conclusions. And you can read the rest on journals.sagepub.com. From acb.org, Randolph Shepard Vendors. It was brought to ACB's attention that the Department of Defense shared a letter with the Department of Education regarding Randolph Shepard Vendors on defense properties. Based on different resources, it is our understanding that the Department of Defense believes that blind vendors cannot provide appropriate services and that the Secretary of Defense is seeking to replace current contracts held by blind vendors. ACB is reaching out to our sources to learn more about such rumors. ACB is a proud supporter of our affiliate RSVA and the Randolph Shepard Program, and believes in the abilities of blind vendors. If any of our members have additional information on this rumor, please reach out. You can email the advocacy team at advocacy@acb.org. We will follow the issue closely and keep you all up to date on what we learn and how, if possible, others can advocate on the issue. Posted August 29, 2025. Posted September 4th, 2025, tell Congress to ensure the rights of jurors with disabilities. Please follow the link below to tell Congress to ensure the rights of jurors with disabilities. Blind and low vision persons who are called to jury duty are constantly discriminated against. Federal law currently prohibits such discrimination on the basis of characteristics such as race and gender, but does not include disability. This new law would do so. It would also ensure the court would provide necessary accommodations such as documents in Braille. Please follow the link below and reach out to Congress. https://speak.4.app/lp/h7015nuz/query-tsequals175698-4525. From afb.org, empowering or excluding? New research and principles for inclusive AI. Expert insights on inclusive artificial intelligence for people with disabilities. Research report, Dateline January 2025. In recent years, artificial intelligence, AI, systems have grown in capability and versatility. As the capabilities of AI and automated systems expand, there is much excitement about the potential for autonomous vehicles, AI-enabled tools at school and in the workplace, and other innovations that could increase human efficiency. Many of these new technologies can help promote inclusion and accessibility. However, like all new technologies, AI can also pose risks for people with disabilities. AFB researchers conducted a study to synthesize the opinions of 32 experts about where AI is headed and how it will likely impact people with disabilities. The findings emphasize the shared responsibilities of AI developers, the businesses deploying AI, people with disabilities, and policymakers in collaborating to ensure that AI expands access and inclusion. Based on the findings, we present a list of guiding principles stakeholders can follow to develop and deploy more inclusive AI systems. Authors: Ariel M. Silverman, Ph.D., Sarah Elizabeth J. Baghun, Ph.D., her name is spelled B-A-G-U-H-N, Malian Vader, Master of Science, Emily M. Romero, Master of Arts, Chung Ho Philip So, Bachelor of Arts. Funding and acknowledgement. The report was supported by a generous grant from the Delta Gamma Foundation. We also thank the Look Forward Foundation for supporting American Foundation for the Blind's efforts on AI and workplace technology to ensure equal rights for people who are blind or have low vision. Suggestions citation: Silverman A.M., Baghun S.J., Vader M.L., Romero E.M., and So C.H.P. 2025. Empowering or Excluding Expert Insights on Inclusive Artificial Intelligence for People with Disabilities, White Paper. American Foundation for the Blind, http://www.afb.org/AIResearch. That's only one R. The report online. Executive summary, background, the current study, narrative and findings, discussion, guiding principles for more disability inclusive AI, references, Appendix A, Delphi methodology, Appendix B, participant demographics, Appendix C, consensus tables, Appendix D, non-consensus tables. All of those are hot link bullets. Download the report. Screen reader tip: the complete Empowering or Excluding report is greater than 50 pages in length, and Acrobat by default will only load one page at a time for longer documents. In a longer document, you can use Control plus Page Up or Page Down to navigate from page to page. Download the Empowering or Excluding Report. Download Guiding Principles for More Disability Inclusive AI. If you have any questions, please get in touch with our Public Policy and Research Institute at research@afb.org. AFB Webinar. On February 19, 2025, AFB hosted an exclusive webinar outlining and unpacking key findings from this report. We were joined by Dr. Cynthia Bennett, Senior Research Scientist in Responsible AI at Google, who shared expert insights and promising best practices. Watch the webinar recording at the hot link. Also from AFB.org, Unseen Horizons documentary. Watch the film at the hot link. Stories of Blind West Virginians. You can watch it on YouTube. About the film, Unseen Horizons is an AFB documentary short featuring the stories of blind and low vision West Virginians. Through six personal narratives, AFB explores the everyday challenges and experiences faced by people who are blind or have low vision in the Mountain State. This film invites audiences to reflect on the varied journeys people take and the different ways we navigate the world. Their stories highlight a common spirit we share in the pursuit of independence and inclusion. The film offers closed captions and open audio descriptions, ensuring accessibility for all audiences. If you have any questions or comments, please contact AFB Communications at communications@afb.org. AFB wishes to thank the Teubert Foundation, T-E-U-B-E-R-T, and Marshall University for helping to bring this project to the masses. Thanks also to everyone who came out to Huntington, West Virginia on August 26th for the premiere and subsequent panel that evening. Credits: Director A.W. Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, Director of Photography, Haley Linville, L-I-N-V-I-L-L-E, Executive Producers, Eric Bridges and Sonia Shiflett, S-H-I-F-L-E-T, featuring Heather McComas playing herself, Lee Huffman playing himself, Earl Parson playing himself, Asher Eves playing herself, John Cottrell playing himself, Aaron Priest playing himself. Production crew: Kelly Gask, G-A-S-Q-U-E, editorial lead. Brianna Carr, K-E-R-R, graphic design and animation. Kristen Ruschel, R-E-U-S-C-H-E-L, production manager. Oliver Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, assistant editor. Post-production by Bill and Douglas Sarine, S-A-R-I-N-E, at Beach Glass Films in Hermosa Beach, California. Sound mixing and editing at the Pickle Factory in Baltimore, Maryland. Finance: Patsy Carvash, April Gardner, Tim Meadows, Eric Ulbrich, Autumn Bice. Fundraising: Pam McGonigal, Melody Goodspeed, Aubrey Green, Diane Wright. Human Resources: Lisa Santamarina. Songs featured: As Far as the Eye Can See, written and performed by Tristan Barton, courtesy of Artlist.io. Tree Climbing, written and performed by Jamie Rutherford, courtesy of Artlist.io. September Story, written and performed by Romeo, courtesy of Artlist.io. Additional stock footage of Clouds Over Mountain by Max Freys, F-R-E-Y-S-S, courtesy of Artlist.io. Special thanks: the City of Huntington, Marshall University, Cabell Wayne Association of the Blind, Heritage Farms, and the good people of West Virginia. Additional thanks to Shelley Adkins with the Teubert Foundation. This film was made possible through the generous support of the James H. and Alice Teubert Charitable Trust, a production of the American Foundation for the Blind, copyright 2025. Posted on the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Facebook group by the blind poet Dave Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, an open letter to every vision-impaired child, to the child who walks a path unknown, who faces the world and stands on their own, who learns to adapt, to rise, to be free. This letter is yours from someone like me. You are powerful, fearless, and strong. You've had to be brave your whole life long. You see with your heart. You lead with your soul. You prove every day you are fierce and bold. Your vision is yours, whatever that means, through touch, through sound, through talking screens, through braille, through light, through echoes near, through memory's map, through what you hear. You move with grace, with skill, with pride, with a cane that taps or a friend as a guide. With tech in your hand, with courage so wide, you show the world how high you can rise. You don't need to keep up or fit in their mold. You set your own pace. You break through the old. You find new ways. You shatter their doubts. You show them what strength is really about. Yes, some days are tough, some moments unfair, but you are unstoppable, fierce, self-aware, not limited, lesser, or weak in their view, but limitless, boundless, a force breaking through. So walk with your head up, proud of your name, your story, your journey, your fire, your flame. The world isn't ready for all you will do, but I know your power because I am you. Hashtag the blind poet. It's a new school year, so James Garrett Mooney posted in the group, wondering if there are any good typing programs out there that my daughter could use. I'm not satisfied with what the school is doing with her, so I want to supplement what's happening at home. I wanted to help her learn the keyboard so we can start working with her on screen readers. Alyssa Henson commented, as far as I know, the options are Talking Typing Teacher, Fun with Typeability, Typeio, Typing Club, Talking Typer, and Typer Online, which is APH's free version of Talking Typer. There are definitely options. There is also a suggestion from Carlton Ann Cook Walker, I recommend Typeability. It was designed for blind students, and bonus, it is designed to integrate basic JAWS skills into the typing lessons. It does require JAWS or Fusion, but those are each to get at home with an OPBC membership and at school using federal quota funds. Also, Typeability is a one-time purchase. There is no subscription to worry about. Check it out at https://share.google/GQEWTT, O, P, T, H, B, 4. Melissa Lehman Riccobono comments, "You have to pay for it, but I love Typeio. If you pay for the full version, there's also a program that helps practice Braille letters and contractions and games and all sorts of things. I think it is definitely worth the money, even though the price tag up front might make you shake your head at first. But it's a very good product, and when you break down the price to monthly, it's only about $9 a month, which makes sense. They just don't have monthly plans, so you have to pay for it all up front." Marianne Denning comments, "If you want one that is free, then I recommend Typing Club because it is online and free. I like Typeability because it also teaches some of the beginning JAWS commands if she needs that." Another commenter seconds that emotion and says, "Carlton Ann Cook Walker recommends Typeability. It was designed for blind students." Kristen Schneider Smedley posts, "Drumroll, please, and someone find me a tambourine. I am so proud to finally get to share that my Mitch is stepping into service for the community that gave him so much. Rooted in Council Rock, ready to serve. Mitchell Smedley is running for the Council Rock School Board. He has been working long hours over the past few weeks to get to know the issues of our school community. Consider his unique skills and talents that will be an asset, and met with so many people to get his head and heart around the massive decision to run. For those who know Mitchell, and especially those that were part of his journey in Council Rock from kindergarten through 12th grade, you know that not only does he access the world differently, he went about his academic journey in his unique ways. He really, really understands individualized education and the value all students bring to the world. Mitch is ready to be the difference our children, teachers, administrators, and taxpayers need in our Council Rock community, and I am so, so proud of his energy and enthusiasm to serve at this level. I hope you will follow, like his candidacy page, and be tuned in to his journey over the next few months. This is a mega mission in a very short window, and I would be so grateful for you to share the page and Mitchell's journey with your friends. Mitchell Smedley for Council Rock School Board, raised as a visually impaired student in the Council Rock school system." His campaign photos displays a smiling young man in a blue suit coat with a blue checked shirt and a red and blue striped tie, holding his cane, wearing khaki pants, and he has brunette hair and a beautiful smile. From Getting in Touch with Literacy at www.gitwl.org, Monarch Pre-Conference Trainings. GITWL, Monarch Pre-Conference Training Application. The American Printing House for the Blind, APH, and our partners warmly invite professionals in the field of blindness and low vision to apply to attend our Monarch training, to be held at 2025 Getting in Touch with Literacy Conference in Alabama. This exciting program offers an opportunity to gain hands-on experience with the Monarch, a dynamic tactile device that provides multi-line braille and tactile graphic images on the same surface. Participants may apply for the AM Beginner Session, the PM Advanced Session, or both, depending on interest and prior experience. Monarch devices will be provided on loan for in-session use only. Devices will be returned after the training. Application deadline: applications will be accepted until October 31st or until all seats are filled. Notification: applications received before September 1st will be reviewed and notified by September 15th, 2025. Applications after September 1st will be reviewed and approvals will be on a first-come, first-served basis until all available seats are filled. Selection criteria. We seek professionals who demonstrate expertise in Braille, assistive technology, and the education of students and clients who are blind or have low vision. Travel support. Limited financial assistance may be available to offset attendance costs. Approved applicants may receive reimbursement up to $500. Details regarding eligible expenses and reimbursement procedures will be provided upon selection. Please indicate on the application if you would like to be considered for travel support. Pre-training requirement. To ensure participants are prepared for the sessions they attend, completion of the following HIVE courses is required no later than October 31st, 2025. Beginner session applicants must complete both. Number one, getting started with the Chameleon 20. Number two, advancing with the Chameleon 20. Advanced session and full day applicants must complete Mastering the Monarch. These courses are essential for establishing a foundational understanding of refreshable Braille devices and key commands, setting you up for success with the Monarch. Each course is 2 credit hours, and you must submit the follow-up activity before the deadline. We strongly encourage completing the required courses as early as possible. To apply, please complete the form at the link below. GITWL-Monarch Training Application Hotlink. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at outreach@aph.org. We look forward to seeing your application. Signed, Jeff Schwartz, SCHWARTZ, Director of Regional Training and Outreach, 502-899-2218, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. aph.org. jschwartz@aph.org. Posted on the Assistive Technology Community for the Blind and Visually Impaired Facebook group by Felton Vision Quest Vaught, V-A-U-G-H-T. Smart canes and smart glasses make it possible for people experiencing blindness. A company based in Italy called iVision Tech has helped develop smart glasses called I See the Word One, specifically for customers experiencing blindness. Other participants in this project include USound and InvenSense, a TDK group company. Like most smart glasses designed for use by the blind, I See glasses would supplement the use of a cane, not replace it. Using MEMS ultrasonic sensors is another deliberate design choice. They are far better than cameras at detecting transparent and translucent objects. They are better than radar at detecting wood, think tree branches, and other obstacles. And they happen to be the lightest sensors of the three. Cameras might see an obvious choice here, but not using cameras avoids potential privacy concerns. Hashtag VQBLV News. Hashtag VQT. Capital E, capital C, capital H. There is a link to EETASIA.com for the full article on the Next Gen Sensors Open the World to the Blind and Low Vision Community, EE Times Asia. From accessibilityofficer.com/vocational-rehabilitation, how to land one of the best remote jobs for the blind. Here's your next steps for landing your next job. We've proven there are remote jobs paying $25 an hour or more that are fully accessible and inclusive for blind professionals, but knowing they exist is only the first step. You need the skills employers hire for, the confidence to perform from day one, and proof you can deliver. That's what our vocational rehabilitation training programs deliver. Success today requires more than just training and certification. It requires a whole new approach and strategy. There's no cost to get started if you have an open case with vocational rehabilitation, the Department of Rehabilitation, or the Commission for the Blind. To find out if your state is authorized and get started, go to the website. I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, NC Reading Service. www.aorservice.org. Please call 919-832-5135.